You can then feel parts of the body as you follow your breath with your attention as you breathe in. It seems almost as if the breath were reaching even into your legs or feet, although science would probably tell you, well, you're not actually breathing into your legs, but if the attention moves there. Whenever you are tortured by obsessive thoughts or any kind of thoughts, a never-ending stream of pointless thinking, which is most of the time, use the inner body as an entry point into presence. And you may notice the first thing, if the mind is very active, or you're faced with a challenging situation and the mind wants to react out of its old conditioning, the mind will say, I can't be present in the body, not now, I can't be present now, not now. Wait until I feel a little better, until things have changed. I haven't got the time now. Can't even think about it, can't be present now. And then you do it anyway. Feel your hands, arms, feet. Take a few deep breaths and follow the breath with your attention into the body. And quickly you feel an aliveness in the inner energy field. And there's your anchor for presence. And then presence becomes a globalized sense of aware aliveness. And there you are. And a few minutes ago the mind told you that you can't do it. If you believe that thought every time it comes, then you'll never go into the body because say, I'll do it some other time. I have too much on my mind now. And there you are. So this is to practice also when things are easy in your life. Like now, relatively easy, except for one or two people who may have an ache or a pain. And that's okay, it's somewhere in the body. There are other parts of the body that are fine. There's still the global feeling of aware presence. So there is sensing yourself as that presence here. Your awareness is then partly here, in here, so to speak, and partly on the outer world, which at this moment is not challenging, it's helpful. That's good. You can hear the words, you can perceive the room perfectly well, you can see the flowers, the lights, aware of everything, but aware also of the presence that you are, without which nobody would be aware of this room and this voice. It wouldn't even be there. There would just be atoms and molecules floating around, with mostly empty space in between. So you create this world as the conscious presence every moment. But don't lose yourself in the creation. But since that has happened, that also had its place and its purpose. God as yourself, the one consciousness, the one life, must have wanted to lose itself in the creation and then wake up. And then know him, her, itself. It's a cosmic thing, not just me.